is Joan Lincoln. So what did you call it? Slobby chic?
Sure, that'll work today. Yeah.
Okay.
How you looking over there, Tony?
Oh, I'm looking pretty slobby, I got to tell you.
Well, he's working from home, so.
Yeah.
You know, we're slowly reopening, but there are still so many people working from home. Like my three daughters, each and every one of them is still working from home. So throughout the week, I talk to them, of course, and you know, I do note what they're wearing, and I can always tell if they're going into a meeting or if they're going to have, you know, face-to-face meetings or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we always joke about the wardrobe changes. So, you know, are you wearing your Corona outfit again, your Corona uniform? You know, we've talked about that before.
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of closets have gone on early retirement. That's what that's what we've chuckled about.
You said something about sweatpants and sweatsuits have gone, the sales have gone through the roof on sweats.
What's
Tony Soprano?
Everybody wants to wear a comfy pant with a drawstring at the top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got two new pairs. Yes, and I cut one in the shorts, but an old pair.
Stop
I cut one in the shorts. I'm serious.
Tony.
There it is. Everybody has a new vision of Tony now.
Really? It's the tracksuit, you know, the Tony Soprano tracksuit. You know
you
what I mean?
You cut tracksuits into shorts?
I cut one. I had an old pair. I had an old pair of shorts.
That's even worse than sweatpants.
Oh, they were old pair of nice. They were nice. They were Tommy Bahama sweatpants, okay? So it's very nice. Oh. And they were old. So I, you know, I was going to throw them away. My wife says, no, why don't you cut them into shorts? I said, deal. It's why not?
I can see them now. I can see them now. The edges are all rolled up or fringed out.
They're starting to, yeah. Who sees me?
Did you wear cutoff jeans back in the day? You had to.
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
Of course you did. That was the thing.
Ah, that's awesome.
I know. They look so silly now, but yeah, I wore them back in the day. Of course you had to. That and tank tops. That's what I wore when I was younger.
Oh, God. The image just gets better and better.
I know. Oh, I could keep going, but I would gross you out. Something about commando.
Oh, anyway. No. Not with the cutoff jean shorts. Come on.
So yes, I mean, people, we're spending money on tops, right? People are buying nice shirts.
This is the version of what not to wear, okay, with Zoom and webcam and all of that. So I read it just real quick. I read something. An attorney had to have a group conversation because some of the people were showing up like bare chest. Men were showing up bare chested, or people were checking in on meetings, and they were still in their bed. You know, let's use a little common sense here.
Yeah. All right. It was a great thing you wrote about I can't believe how much, like you said, 143% increase in sweats and tracksuits and things like that, which is, yeah, I get it. I'm part of that crowd. So,
Just when you buy those things, you know me, shop local, shop small business, don't order online.
Okay, Joan Lincoln here on Warm 101.3.